Okay, so today's Daf Lamed Zayin. We are on Daf Lamed Zayin by the Mishnah. Okay, so we're going to talk about what's called a behema misukenes. Behema misukenes is a behema that is, I guess we'll say, dying old age. It's on its last leg. I think the definition is moribund, moribund, something like that. M-O-R-I-B-U-N-D-E, moribund animal. It's about to die. So if you shef that prior to its death, you get it in right before it dies, so then it's mutter. So our mission is going to come and explain, how do you know that this behema misukenes, it was, you know, died because of the shechita, not because it died of natural causes. So, hashochet et hamisukenes. So you shef the misukenes animal. From Shim Megamil Omer, that it is not kosher. You don't view this kosher unless ad shetipar kes biyad v'beregel. After the shechita, during the shechita, it somehow it jerks its leg, its hind leg, front leg, and its hind leg. It has to jerk those two legs because, like Rashi says, the ilo mefarches kimul rabban the notel neshamasa kodim gemar shkutasik the gemara. If it doesn't have this jerking motion afterwards, the assumption that the chachamim have is that it died prior to the shechita. It didn't have any life force left. This proves that there was some life force in the animal. Rabbi Lezer on there, Rabbi Lezer's called Jack, and he says, Daya im zinka. It doesn't have to have this, this jerky motion. It's enough that the blood spurts out from its throat. If the blood spurts out from its throat and it has some strength, so that's enough to prove that it was viable throughout the shechita process. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Hashochet b'layla. Let's say you shafted it at night. I mean, you couldn't see. Excuse me. You shafted it at night, right? So you don't know, right? You don't know whether it was pichsa or its blood spurted out. So ulamachar, so in the morning, hishkib umatsa salim malayim dam. You find in the walls. The Gemara can explain later, the walls are into the walls of the neck. But you find on the walls that's filled with blood, it's kasher, shizinka, because that proves that the blood spurted out with force. The Chemidas Rabbi Lezer, and that goes according to Rabbi Lezer, who says it goes about the Zinka. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said that you need this Asher Tipar Kes, you don't know if that happened or not, so I guess it's a suffix, you probably can't eat the animal. Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim Acholik, and they say Asher Tipar Kes Obayad Oberegel. You don't need, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, says that it has to do this Pirkus with the hind leg and the foreleg, they say you only need one, Obayad Oberegel. Or it waves, wags its tail. That's still enough proof to show that there was enough life force left in the animal that the shechita is what killed the animal, and not the old age, or not exactly what it was dying of. Again, it's not a trach, because there's no limb missing inside, there's no holes in the lung or anything like that. It's a dying animal. It's not considered a trach. The Mishnah continues. Echa behema daka, the echa behema gasa. It doesn't make a difference talking about a behema daka, which is a small animal, you know, like a lamb or a sheep, or a big animal, a behema gasa. It has to, these dinim apply to both. But behema daka, there's one difference. Behema daka, shepashta yada v'lov hezira, psula, ena ela hutsos nefesh bovad. Behema daka, small animal, that when you finish the shechita, it just moves its hand out, but doesn't bring it back in. That is possible, because we're going to say that only happens, the hand going out is only something that happens upon death. So it may be that it has died, and it wasn't because of the shechita. You need to go back and forth. Okay. When do we say all these dinim apply about a behemah misukenes? That's shahaisa b'cheskas misukenes. As if you knew, you know, it had a diagnosis that it was dying. You knew that it was dying. If at the time of shechita there was no assumption that it was a dying animal, the assumption was it was a regular, valid, living, healthy animal. So even if it doesn't do pirchsa, nothing happens. It's a healthy animal. You don't need any of these simanim. These simanim are only needed in a case where you know that this is a behema misukenes. Okay. So the Gemara, the Mishnah basically took as a given that a behemah misukenes is mutaris b'achila, if you have these simanim to prove that the shechita was what killed the animal, not the disease that the animal had. The Gemara asks, well, how do you know that? The Gemara asks that assumption. Mr. Kenneth, you might be Sharia. How do you know that Mr. Kenneth is Mutter? How do you know? Maybe it's a trefa. The Gemara asks, in typical Jewish fashion, we might hate the guy from Nasira. How do you know it's Osir? Why would you think it's Osir? It's not a veil, it's not a trefa. Why would you think it's Osir? So the Gemara says, no, you report it's Osir because as follows. Exit. The parsha that talks about the things that are tame or that what's mutter to eat by an animal, it says zos hachaya asher tochu. Literally, these are the animals that the chaya is a species of animals. But the Gemara makes a drasha chaya echol. You can eat an animal that has life force in it. The she ain't a chaya lo tochu, but something that will die, like unlike without your sleep, something that's about to die, lo socho. Right, the hamisukenes ain't lachaya, and this misukenes is not going to live. It's about to die. So maybe from here you could learn that the misukenes would be asura. So therefore, we have to prove. Now we have to prove. How do you know that a misukenes is muta, is muteris? So Gemara says. So what's the source? Midika amarachmana. The pasuk states regarding nevela. Right. Amarachmana nevela. Lo sochal, right? The pasuk says, "Lo sochal kol nevela." You're not allowed to eat the nevela, so you're not allowed to eat the nevela. The underlying assumption of the Gemara seems to be over here is that there's a continuum. You know, you have, misukenes, trefa, nevela, they're all along the same line. First, you misukenes, then you trefa, then you nevela. If you break up that continuum, then none of these nimudim work. But these nimudim are based on the fact that they all seem to stem. There's like a process of an animal. First, it's misukenes, then it dies, and it's nevela. It only becomes the veil after it dies because of Mr. Kenneth. The more later they ask, wait a second, become the veil without Mr. Kenneth, you could shoot the animal. Right, it's not necessarily parallel, because the Gemara's gonna ask that, but you could chop the animal too. It could be a very healthy animal. We used to take a sword and cut it in half. Where was the Mr. Kenneth? Okay, we'll get to that. But the underlying assumption of the Gemara is that there's this sort of trend. So Amarach wanna low soap, right? It says low sokal. He says low sokal to call the veil. So therefore, you see that basically a stam nevela. The assumption is that it died because it was misukenes. Mikhlal, the misukenes sharia. If you say that the nevela is usher, that inference is that the step before that, when it's misukenes, it's muteris. The isak of that misukenes asira. But if you report that the misukenes is usher, so why do you have to tell me that the nevela is usher? Hashda mechayi masira. If it's not mutter to be eaten when it's alive, black armisim yibayi. If it comes to me that. But the fact that you teach me only that the nevela is usher, that's mashma, that's the step beforehand, when it's misukenes, it is going to be muteris. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The dilma, no, right now, basically, the Gemara just separated that. You have, the Gemara says it's one thing. The Gemara says, now, dilma, hide the nevela, hide misukenes. Maybe the lashon of the pasuk, when it calls it a nevela, that includes misukenes. Because it's all part of the process. The Rashi says, Dilma Hainu Nevela Hainu Mishukenes. He says, "Vakoda Misa Misha Nistikano Karila Nevela." It's already called Nevela right in the beginning. Vashmi Unir Rachmana. The Torah is teaching us the Kayala Balav Nami, and it also has a lot. Right? He says, "Dilma Hainu Mishukenes Hainu Nevela Hainu Mishukenes." And therefore, when the pasuk tells me that you're not allowed to eat a Nevela, includes you're not allowed to eat a Mishukenes. So the Gemara says, "Lo Sokatay." You can't think that. Exit, because the pasuk says. Nagabi the tumah of the veil, right? The veil creates tumah also. It says, the chi yomos min of haimah, sharhila chem la'achwa, hanogela beniv lasa, if you touch the veil, right? Yitma ala aref. You just tell me ala aref. So the Gemara says, chi yomos, then it's the veil. Ma'achar miso hu dekari rachman in the veil. Only after death is it called the veil, but mechaim lo wik in the veil. But prior to death, it's rachat in the veil. So it's only called the veil post mortem. Before death, it's not in the vela, it's only Mr. Kenneth, it should be Muteris La'achila. So Gemara says, no, Duma, La'olam Eimalach, I'll tell you, Hainu Nevela, Hainu Mr. Kenneth. In the Lashon of the Torah, Nevela includes Mr. Kenneth, and it comes Mechayim V'asei, when it's alive, when it's only Mr. Kenneth, it's an Isra Sei, you're not allowed to eat it, Pasuk says, Zos Chaya Shet Tovlu, as we learned before, and this is not a Chaya, because it's going to die. Well, Achar Misa, but once it dies and becomes what we call Noah's Nevela, you add on a lot. There's a lot of low sofa. It's really the same, it's the same species, it's a Kenneth of Nevela. Pre-death, it has the Isra Sei. Post-mortem, you add on a low Sasei. The Gemara says, okay, so we can't learn out that the Mesukenis is Mutaris the Mechila from over there. The Gemara says, I'll bring another case. Ella, mid Amar Rahmana, and it has to be very similar Shachar Nataria. The Torah says, Trefa, right? Trefa lo sochal, right? The Pasuk says, Basar basada trefa lo sochelu. Trefa is one of the things we're going to learn starting on Sunday, right? The trefa you're not allowed to eat. Mechlad, only a trefa you're not allowed to eat. But Mechlad, the Mesukenis, Sharia. A Mesukenis would be Mutaris. to eat. If you have a habamin, if you would think that the Mesukenis is also to eat, right? Hashta Mesukenis lo mixera. The Mesukenis is not missing any limbs. There's nothing physically wrong with any of the body parts of the animal. It's natural causes that are going to cause it to die. So if you can tell me that if it dies of these natural causes, Hashta Mesukenis lo mixera sira, that is usher. So trefa mi bayi. So I have to see your pulse to tell me that a trefa, which is apparently even worse, or the way I'm learning it, that it's the next step in the continuum, right? It's another. We need a pulse to teach me that usher. Which if Kenneth is usher, the trefa is clearly going to be usher also, right? Rashi says. The isak adaitach mesu Kenneth machmas choli delo machzor asura, right? Then yet me boy the half treif for nami in chayah, the treif is also something, the same thing, right? Elam the isrich lemesar treifa. Since the Torah has to specifically tell you that treif is usher, shma mina mesukenes machmas treifus the mixer asura. Only if it's a sakana because of the treifa, that is asura. Avashar mesukenes sharia, right? But the rest would be mutter. Gemara says no. Dilma hainu treifa hainu mesukenes. Maybe the lashon of treifa includes Mesukenis. That makes sense. Maybe the verse they'll hear is that the definition of Shreifa is on the verge of death. Doesn't matter if it's on the verge of death because it's missing a limb, or it's on the verge of death because it's on the verge of death. Anything that's on the verge of death is considered something that's a Shreifa. And that would become a Surah. Dilma, Haida Shreifa, Haida Mesukenis. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma, Haida Shreifa, Haida Mesukenis. And while the Torah mentions specifically that you're not allowed to eat a treifa, that is the same reason. The lav lav, the asay and lo sase. Prior to becoming a treifa, it just has an issur because it's not a chaya. Because it's going to die. So you have an issur asay, the mesukenis. Once it becomes a treifa, you add on the lav. Maybe it's the same. It's the same thing. So I still don't have a raya that mesukenis is muteris. The Gemara says, wait a second. If from the pasuk of treifa lo sochelu, that includes a mesukenis, so what are you calling that in the Vela? Okay, if you have a continuum, it's 1, 2, and the Vela is the last stage, so it's already usher in the previous stages, what do I need to learn that the Vela is Asura? In Cain, the Vela, the Kasavach, one alavali. Why do I need a postage? That's usher. Uma mechaim kol abilav. If we just say now that when it's alive, there's a lav of the Trefa, right? Lav be'asei, la'achar misa mibayi. Do I need to teach me that after misa you have it again? We already had the lav yesterday prior to death, as Mr. Kenneth and Trefa. Now, again, Gemara's assumption, that's the continuum. You have Mr. Kenneth, Trefa, and then naturally goes into the Vela, because it dies without Shechita. So, I already had the Isser before it dies. Already the Isser teaching me, already another Isser now. So Gemara says, no. Dilma, maybe, Hainu the Vela, Hainu Trefa, Hainu Mr. Kenneth. They're all defined as the same thing. So what's coming on? The lav lav, the shnei lav, and vasei. But when it dies, you have two lav. And then I say, so when it's alive, there's the Isra say of Mesukenis. When it becomes a treifa, there's Isra say plus the lav of eating treifa. And then when it dies, and it's in the Vela, it's the last part of the stage, you have a second lav of eating in the Vela. So if you eat that in the Vela stage, you have an Isra say of Mesukenis, a lav of treifa, and a lav in the Vela, because they're all part of one continuum. The Gemara says, to.
Okay,
it's not treifa. The Gemara, that's what I'm saying. The Gemara's assumption is that it becomes in the veil of post being a treifa. So we're going to ask on that assumption. That's what you're questioning. The Gemara's assumption right now seems to be that it's a natural continuum of coming from treifa into the veil. Once it's a treifa, then it dies and becomes in the veil. We're going to ask, wait a second, if it becomes in the veil without being a treifa, so you chop it in two. Right? So we'll get to that. So Gemara, what? So Elamehacha. So Gemara still has to find a proof that Mr. Kenneth is Mutaris to eat. But that was the Mishnah's assumption. Elamei Hacha, we're going to learn that Mr. Kenneth is Mutaris from here. It says, by the Isser Pelet, right? the certain fats of the animals you're not allowed to eat. It says v'chelav nevela, v'chelav treifa, yaseh l'chol malacha, v'achol lo so chlubu. So the chelav of nevela, the chelav of the treifa, it's mutter b'hanah, but you're not allowed to eat it. V'achol lo so chlubu. V'amar mar, l'may hilkasar. Why does it say v'achol lo so chlubu? You're not allowed to eat it. We already know that you're not allowed to eat chelav from a different part, from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, v'yikru parak gimel, it says, chol chelav v'chol dam lo so chlubu. So what am I adding over here? The Gemara says, Amar Torah, Yavu Isser Nevela, V'yachal Isser Chelev, Yavu Isser Trefa, V'yachal Isser Chelev. Usually we say, Ein Isser Chal Isser, but here we're going to say that the Isser is Chal Isser, not only, right? In the beginning, you're not allowed to eat the Chelev. Now, as there's a lot of Trefa and a lot of Nevela, that lot falls off to eat that. If you eat the Chelev there, you violate both. Why? Because it's really because it's Isser Moses, right? Originally, the animal was only Isser in its fat. Now that it dies, the entire animal is usher. So it adds to the animal. So since it becomes the rest of the animal is usher, Nevela Trefa, Nevela Trefa also applies to the chelav. So the pasuk comes to teach me that if I eat the chelav of the Nevela Trefa, I get two labim, one for eating chelav, one for eating Nevela Utrefa. Okay, so that's the Gemara, that's the pasuk says. The Isak Adaita. Now if you would think that Trefa Haina Mesukenes, that Trefa and Mesukenes are basically the same species, the same definition, right? So that the Isser Trefa is also in a Mesukenes. So Lichtav Rav Mwana, the Torah should simply write, Chelev Nevela Yasin L'chol Malacha. Tell me that the Chelev Nevela I can use for all Malacha, right? The Chelev Trefa Lo So Chluhu, and I'm just telling me that I can't eat the Chelev of the Trefa. V'ana Amina, then if you just tell me that I can't eat the Chelev of the Trefa, I would know, Uma Mechayim Asi Isser Trefa V'chal Isser Chelev. If when it's alive, the Isser Trefa falls on top of the Isser Chelev, right? Us is Trefa Bekala Isser Chelev. La'achar Misa Mibayi. So I have to have, teach me about the Misa. If it's all part of the same continuum, what do I need to tell me that each one individually is Usser? Teaching me Isser Chal Isser. What do I need to have that taught by Trefa and the Vela? If it's all part of the continuum, just tell me by Trefa. So if it's Isser Chal Isser when it's alive, of course it's going to Chal when it's dead. Why do you have to be both? So the Elami, the Kasa Rachman, and the Vela, once the Torah tells me the Vela, so it separates, it's removing them, they're all not part of the continuum, it's all separate things, Michlal, the Trefa, Lav, Haina, Mesukenes. So that's Mashma, that it's separate. Because if it was all part of the same thing, you wouldn't have to enlist both. Once you're listing both, you see you break up the continuum. It's separate. I teach you the Trefa one way, and I teach you the Vela one way, it's not part of the continuum. I don't understand that completely. So you just say that maybe Trefa is a Mesukenes, but not the Vela. Because it only says, the question only is, well, why do I have to mention the Vela? So I mentioned the Vela to tell me that the Vela is different than Trefa. But it doesn't mean that Mesukenes is different than Trefa. It's three stages. It's really knocked out stage 2 to 3. That's stage 1 to 2. The Rashi says, what? Kenneth is what? It's more similar. No, is it what? That's the thing. It's a boxer. It's a straight one. It has a natural, it's a puncture along. It's got a... Right. I don't know. Right. Oh, that's the Gemara's question that basically asks that. It says, "Mas b'tulah mar Rav Ashi, the dilma la omer emalach hainu treifa hainu mesukenes." Maybe treifa is mesukenes, because treifa mesukenes, you can just say it's an animal that's bound to die. Whether it's bound to die because it's old, it's bound to die because it's got a puncture in the lung, it's bound to die. So that's why they're similar. So maybe those are similar, but that's my question now. But Nevela is different because it's not necessarily, it could have come Nevela from other circumstances. Right? The Dilma Om Emlecha, Haina Trefa, Haina Mesukenes, and just like a Trefa is a Surah, Mesukenes to be Usher, or the Kamarta, Nevela, the Kasar, Rahman Alamali, why do I have to, and so then you ask, so why do I have, oh, thank you very much. So that, Right, so Vasil the Rabbah, Vidyom Lahoma Imlacha, Hino Trey Behind Musakas, from Kamarka Nevela, because of Rahman Allah. So, why does it have to write the word Nevela? If I teach you, and the continual teaching that it's alive, you have an Isser when it's dead of Kosar Kane. Right, he says, maybe Lahak Nevela, the law asks me to call for Sukanis. Maybe it's talking about your case. Talking about the Nevela that doesn't come, flow directly from the Musakanis case. What's that case? Maybe Dami, Shasa Gistera. Guy walks up to the animal, takes a sword, chops him in two. It was never Mr. Kenneth. He just chopped it in two. So in that case, he's come to teach me. You're right. Eilach Hanami, most Nevelas come from the continuum. But then we need the pasuk to teach me that Nevela also Israchal Isra by Nevela, but they're not a case, in the case of Nevela, it's not part of the continuum. Well, you chopped it in two. So the Gemara then says, no. The Gemara seems to say that Musukenis, I think that the Musukenis and Trefa, you could very easily define being as the same thing. That's defined as an animal that's bound to die, or on the verge of death. Whether it's on the verge of death because of natural causes, or on the verge of death because it's got a major hole in one of its organs. No, so that's the Hamli, that the definition of Trefa includes Musukenis because it's about to die. And then and then when it dies, it becomes a Nevela. So now the Gemara says, who says that the only way you get to Nevela is following Mr. Kenneth or Trefa? You can get to Nevela in your case. You shoot the animal. It was a healthy animal, and guy goes hunting and you know, pops one off and shoots it.
But
if
you
shaft
the
Trefa,
it's not considered
Nevela,
right?
If you shaft a Trefa.
If you
shaft the Trefa properly, it becomes a Trefa.
From a Trefa,
it's still a Trefa, it's not a Nevela. Right. Okay. You're right. So the Gemara says, "Hasam nami e efshar delo havei misukenis portim kamei lefitzagruva." The Gemara seems to say, well, as the bullet enters its misukenis, and then when it punches the skin, then it's considered an avela. So therefore, you still have the possibility, that they're all part of, they're all defined the same. If they're all defined as the same thing, then you don't have a limud that misukenis is mutaris. So the Gemara says, I'll bring another case. The Ibai is Ema, I'll learn it from here. Im Kane, Lema, Chelev, Nevela, Utrefa. Chelev, Lamali. What was the Pasuk? The Pasuk said, the Chelev, Nevela, the Chelev, Trefa, Yachlef, Omalacha. Why do you have to use the word Chelev twice? It should say Chelev, Nevela, Utrefa, Yachlef. Don't have to use the word Chelev. Why set off the Chelev twice? So, Ibai is Ema, Im Kane, Lema, Chelev, Trefa, Chelev, Nevela, Utrefa, Chelev, Lamali. The Gemara says, interesting drasha. Zohi she'ein chelva chalak mibsara. Zohi, these cases are where the chelev is not different than the meat. Meaning you're not allowed to eat the meat. And you're never allowed to eat the chelev. And in these cases, you're also not allowed to eat the meat. Chelev avela, chelev trefa. But yesh lecha acheres she'chelva chalak mibsara. There's another animal where the chelev does not have the same thing as the meat. I mean, the chelev is also, but the meat is mutaris. What case is that? The Ezozo Misukenis. That is the Misukenis. So by saying Chelev Nevela, Chelev Trefa, the Rashi says, Rashi says, Neba Kroch Chelev Nevela Trefa, the Kole, Rashi, the Asi Issa Nevela Trefa, the Kali Issa Chelev. So Lami Lamitla Bich Chelev Trefa, what to say the extra Bich Chelev, right? And the Midrash say, Yasser, to Darshan after the extra, but Lamar, the Trefa who the Kamin Lachad, the Hidah Chelev Asurim. That's only the Trefa that its Chelev and its meat. Is Asr, who kids is hard enough to chayil is a trefa chaleb, almost they serve yeshva. Abba yeshva cheres, she called me to serve another king animal that's not trefa but it's close to death, that the aimba ella is a chaleb by the other. It only has the is a chaleb by itself. Correct. So the is a chaleb is automatic. So it says here, and then it says, you're not allowed to eat. It says, right, what the case over here is. Chelev Nevela, Chelev Trefa, Yasa Lecho Malacha, Ba'achol Oso Chluvu. So if I say Chelev Trefa and Chelev Nevela, those are the only two cases where the Chelev equals the meat. Meaning now I'll eat, just like now I'll eat Chelev, now I'll eat the meat. But by having that extra Chelev that comes to teach you, only these two cases, it's the meat and the fat considered the same answer. But I don't understand that drasha, because we just said that maybe Mr. Kenneth is Trefa. So if Mr. Kenneth is Trefa, so what do you mean that only these two? Mr. Kenneth is part of the definition, and then it applies.
Yeah, but the Mr. Kenneth
is on the verge of death. It's going to die momentarily.
It hasn't died.
Right, so he died momentarily. Right, Abram and Achai is in Zavua. There are other issues that apply to it also, correct. So the Gemara says, okay, you know what? I'll bring another Makor, how I know that Mr. Kenneth is Mutares. And this is also very interesting. The Gemara is going to bring Sukkim from Yepeskel, and they're going to make drushas. And one of the so via the drusha, we're going to see. But who says called the Chum to make that drusha? That, I don't know. So Evi's Ayim Mehacha, you learn from here. So, learn that from Yecheskel Navi. So originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel that in order for him, for Yecheskel to get kapara for Am Yisrael, he has to be Matar himself. He had to do all these terrible things, and he had to eat, you know, disgusting bread, and he had to, he had all these things. And Yecheskel asks Hashem, he goes, how am I supposed to do that? Right? Va'omar, aha, Hashem Elokim, he ain't nafshi lo mitumah, my nefesh never became tameh. I never ate a velu trefa. The low bar the buser pigle. I never ate buser pigle. I never did anything wrong. They can tell me to do all these disgusting things. I never had these disgusting things eat into my mouth, and I would have to do this. So they make a drusha. He lay nafshi lo mituma. My nefesh never became tameh. Shelo hir harti bayom laboyei tum b'layla. I never had any hurry during the day that led to me to have visions at night that can lead to several visions. I never did that. The closest answer right away. What are you talking about? What mile is that? No one's allowed to do that. Right, Tosa says, Vim Tomer, my last Tosa, my revolution is Yecheskel. What's the big. I never did this. What do you want, cookie? Of course you're not supposed to have that. Right? Vim Tomer, my revolution is Yecheskel. Well, call all the Navi also. Did the Albert Parakam in the Matech of the Lodazara, who would parak Narash in the Kosa? It says, when the Shemar can be called Avara. Shalom Yahar Vayom, then you can come to have Tuma at night. Tosa says, that's an answer. Why fulfill the mile for Yecheskel? We should not mean the paragraph posture, close to the word in the Mitzvah, Yom, here are there, Rosh and Tefillah. The three things that a person never can conquer. Number one, he always has Yehorim, he always speaks Rosh Hashanah, and he doesn't daven properly. So, yeah, you're not supposed to have the Yehorim, but Yecheskel is the only one who actually didn't have it. Everyone else always has them. So that's the mile from Yecheskel. He says, Shalom Yerharki by Yom, Lavoy Deitum Balayla. And then the Kessel said, "Unevelo utrefa lo achalti mi nu urai." It can't be nevelo trefa mamash because no one's not eating nevelo trefa. So what does he mean by nevelo trefa? It means shelo achalti basar kos le olam. I never ate meat that people said shech shech right now, because remember sukenes, you shech it right now because in a second it's going to die. So you have to shech it right now. I never ate a behemah sukenes, meaning Yecheskel never ate a behemah sukenes. Everybody else, well, I eat behemah sukenes. Right, and then he says, "The low above the buster pigle," and I never ate pigle, which I don't know why it doesn't mean that he didn't eat actual pigle. I put your cut over cone, so right, so maybe he said he never ate pigle. Again, the reason being is that you're not allowed to eat pigle. What mile are you telling me? Yeah, I never. There wasn't a day that I went by that I didn't put on tefillin. Well, you're supposed to put on tefillin. You know, you're not supposed to get your actual cut. That's what you're supposed to do. So he says, "So what does it mean? Below the fee buster pigle is fascinating." Shelo achalti mizehema shahor b'chacham. I never ate an animal that was only considered kosher after you asked the shayla. I didn't lie on shaylas. There's a B'nai Yisachar that says that when it comes to rove, right, if there's a concept of rove and the chacham tells you to eat it, that's part of the rove, but you don't eat it, you're not the kosher. So what do you mean? If you have a pesach, this is mutter. So what's the chesed doing here? What's the chesed going on here that I never ate it? But there's a chacham sof that says there's different types of pesach. There's a psach where you go, you don't know the answer, you go to the psach and he tells you it's mutter. But if down there's a psach with a suffix and he has to go through all these things back and forth, maybe your chesed didn't want to, you can be machmir on yourselves. So he was machmir never to eat any animal that had a shayla. So you see here, one of the things that he was machmir on himself was not to eat a behemoth sukenis. Masva behemoth sukenis is mutter. Okay? Mishir Rabbi Nasan Amru, what does it mean? Shalom akasi behemoth shalom mat no seha. Since he was a Kohen, he never ate from an animal that didn't have. Right, the certain matanos that come off from an animal have to go to the Kohen. That's the Zeruah, Lefayim, and the Keva. Those are matnas kuhuna. And even if Yecheskel was a Kohen, and he could eat them, he was permitted to eat the animal before those pieces were taken off, he was machmir himself never to eat an animal that didn't have these pieces taken off. Because maybe the guy wants to give to a different Kohen, who says he was the guy who said he's the recipient. Okay. So v'iyamart bishul masharia. So if you tell me, fine, that Mr. Kenneth is Muteras to begin with, Haider Abu Sayyid Yecheskel. So that's the goddess of Yecheskel, and he never ate it. Ela'iya Mark Asira, if you tell me there was Isser, Mayer Abu Sayyid Yecheskel. A very difficult time with this. If someone's mutter, what mile is there not eating it? Right? I don't understand. So you're machmir, every time I'm machmir myself, you're allowed to eat salami. I'm machmir myself not to eat salami. That's a big mile. You can not eat salami. I don't understand what the Rabusa is.
Not an entire Gemara talking about eating salami.
Right, but that's what I'm asking. Is that, are we saying here that something that you paskin is mutter is only a bidyevet, and therefore you don't? I guess. No, because it brings that's true. Because Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodei or Simon Yedzayin, he says b'dolik chachamim lo hayu oklim ibehema shem mahari meshulchan mosak teish kol tamos. They didn't eat them. The Gdolim didn't eat that. Afal pisha pirchsam so shrita, but davar ze evo isser. There's no isser. El kol rots lahachmir after davar ze harim meshuvah. Like at what point, and what things are you? Is harim to meshuvah to be machmir, and what things are not meshuvah to be machmir? Right. So I don't know. I don't know. Because you have svekos. So you think it's fake because about the simonim?
Right, so they all type of thing. It comes from screaming. It's not like this.
So just be careful. Right, but so let's say it's clear. You know, you have the certification that it had purpose and it was done correctly. So you know that it satisfied all the conditions. Right. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I just trying to figure out what? That's different than. What about Bittul Barov? Bittul Barov, it says that if you don't tell me if I'm but a Bittul, it's like Afrikar, not real Afrikar Sars. If you're not listening to the Chachamim. You're supposed to listen to the Chachamim. Tell you it's Mutter, it's Mutter. I don't know. Remember, there must be a difference here. I guess your difference makes sense. Your difference is good. Because you're talking about here, since there are so many other things that have to be done right, you don't want to be so much on all those foolish, so to speak, you're going to stay away. Okay? Fine. So now the Gemara mentioned the Behemah Sukenes. Now we have to talk about what is a Behemah Sukenes? What does it mean? So, Hechi Dami Sukenes. So, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, how do you know this is Sukenes? Kol Shema Midin Osav Eino Met. It can't stand anymore. You try to have it to stand, and it collapses because it's sick. Rav Chanania bar Shel Shlemya Mishmei Derav Amar Afilu Ocheles Bakius. Even they're basically saying it can't stand, but it has strength to do something else. It's the fact that it can't stand that's the problem, right? Afilu Ocheles Bakius. Even if it can eat pieces of wood, therefore it's got a pretty strong jaw. But if it can't stand, it's still considered Mr. Kenes. For anybody special, Amar Afilu Ocheles Koros. Even if it eats beans, bless you. Even if it can eat beans, but it can't stand, that's still considered a misukenes. The point being that if it's a misukenes, then you have to have all these tests, just the simple that you mentioned. If it's not a misukenes, then I don't have to have these tests. So you may be having it be, it's so strong that it can eat beams of wood, but if it can't stand, it's still considered a misukenes. Surah Masni Hafti. And that's how they learned it in Surah. But Pumpetisa, Masne Hafti, this is how they learned it in Pumpetisa. Heichi Dav Yusukenes, what's the case of Yusukenes? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda's the name of Rav. Kol Shem Amidin Osa, if you stand on its legs, Ve'enu Omedes, Ve'afilu Ocheles Bakios, even eats Bakios, Rav Yehuda Chesela, Afilu Ocheles Koros. I don't know what the difference is, but what's the difference? Heichi Dav Yusukenes, and he says... In Surah, they just said it as a statement. Amar Yehuda Kol Shem Amidin Osa, that's the Yusukenes. And at least they answer the question, Heichi Dav Yusukenes. I'm not sure what the difference. Okay, so now, Ashkechinu Shmuel Talmidei the Rav. Shmuel is in the marketplace, and he finds the Talmidim of Rav, and Amar Luz, he says to them, right, he doesn't ask what the score is, he says, My Amar Rav Yusukenes, they learned the daf. So he said, what did Rav say today in Shir about Yusukenes? What did he say? So Amar Lehafi, they said back to him, Amar Rav, Rav said, Goa, if during this time of the Shkita, this behemoth Mr. Kenneth was screaming, it was Goa, right? The Hitila Rei, or it defecated. Ukish Kisha Ba'ozla, or it somehow it moved its ears. Ha raised that Pirkus. that's sufficient to be considered a pirkus. Therefore, you know that it had life force in it when it died, and the shvita is mutara. So Amar Lahu, so Shmuel asked the Talmidim, "Itzurich leila Abba laazuze une?" Is Abba, I guess Rav, what he had to tell you that if it moves its ears, that's sufficient to be pirkus? Of course, that's sufficient to be pirkus. Can you move your ears? If you move your ears, it's considered pirkus. Shani Omer, because I say, Kol she'eino dvarim shemisa osa, anything that is that movement of the animal that is not due to misa, but due to something else, that's considered pirkus. My ninu, what are those? What my ninu dvarim shemisa osa? What are those? What are the things that misa does? That happens because what movements occur because of death? Other Rabbanana, the Dimi Parshim Dimi Neim Arshmul, had the other Pufa, if his hand was bent, to Pashta and it straights it, that's Dabar Shemisa Osa. Shuta, the Kafafa, I guess if it was straight, then it pulls it in, that's Dvarim Sheein HaMisa Osa. Those are things that the Misa doesn't do. So, if Misa, when an animal dies, doesn't shake its ears, that's clearly a case of Pirkus. You know, we'll stop here. And we'll pick up again. We'll pick up again tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow my voice will be back a little better. All right, have a good day.